We always say on this show.
I brought the story to the table. Stav didn't even want to talk about it.
We chase the story. Chase the story.
Okay, so we've got to quickly catch you up here. I spotted some deer near the Jindalee DFO. I was like, what? We have deer in Brisbane. We threw it out to you guys. We got lots of reports of deer from all over the place. Mm. And then it turns out that Brisbane got its deer population because of this.
Across the river at Westlake, there used to be a deer farm. Cover went through a bit of a messy divorce and she opened the gates and let them free.
She released the deer. They're spite deer.
I will show him.
We laughed about it yesterday. Thought, what a ridiculous story.
Completely. Like a folklore, like the folklore that we do.
It a lot sounded... of people do call and go, no.
Yeah, completely outrageous.
Ali has called up from Pullen Vale. Now, Ali, you've got more to this story of the deer being released as an issue of a messy divorce. Do you know the couple?
I don't know the couple, but I actually live in the street where the deer farm used to be.
Right.
However, I do know the real estate agent who's been in the area for a number of years, and he also confirmed that story.
Okay. As a selling point.
Lots of wild deer around.
Yeah, it's lovely.
There's lots of deer going through our property here at Pullen Vale, and there always has been.
Right. Mm. So it was the actual real estate agent who sold the deer farm after the divorce?
I'm not sure whether he sold that farm, but he definitely has sold that house in the past. He sold it to good friends of mine also.
Because hearing this, right, it sounds so ridiculous. It's another one of those Brisbane urban myths that you're like, this cannot possibly be true. Mm. We don't
well,
have
maybe
a deer
just added to the population. Like maybe there was some out to start
no,
with.
No. I choose to believe
that
zero
this is how
deer,
it started.
Zero deer.
This divorce.
What year do you think then?
Well, it's interesting you say that because our producers are telling us, Ali, on the next line we're about to talk to him is a guy named John. And John is the owner of the deer farm from the story.
Fantastic. Okay. I would love to hear the true story.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So he doesn't own it now, but former owner. Okay.
All right, so we're going to go. John now lives in Cairns. John, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Now, you used to own a deer farm in the area that we were talking about?
Yes, in Polymer was Voica Street, approximately 500 deer. That's all different species, mostly European. And I had that in partnership with one of my managers.
500, wow. What was the deer farm used for, if you excuse my ignorance? Was it for meat or?
More for breeding stock.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And for meat. Didn't sell money for meat, was just breeding stock to other farms.
Right. Yeah. Other deer farms.
Now, John, I have to ask, I think I may have seen some descendants of your deer walking down the Centenary Highway. Is the story true that you and your partner divorced and your wife, ex-wife, let the deer out of the paddock into the into the city?
It was an ex-wife, was her mother.
Oh.
She was angry, and I heard from that Korean person, one of my managers, that had 50% share in it.
Yep.
And that when he came up there, all gates was open, and my ex-mother-in-law, she released the deer.
Wow.
Wow. And how many escaped? Did you have any left?
Before that shock was released, I moved about 130 deer in North Queensland.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was fellow deer, smaller species of European deer.
Right.
And arrest him was released, and she stopped him going on farm and to try to collect him. Deer usually come back.
Oh, do they?
Do they? Like
they're probably just
deer.
There trying to get in the gates, John. That's probably why they were walking at the DFO, just going, where's John? Yep. We need to get home. Right, okay. What year was this?
We can't believe this is true, John. We thought this was an urban myth.
Yeah, so what year were they released?
I got no idea now.
Right.
It was a while ago. But it's confirmed. Mm. It's true. The deer were released.
Yeah, definitely true.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us. We know you've moved up to Cairns now after, you know, after things wrapped up here in Brisbane for you. And we really appreciate you coming on. And you're a part of Brisbane history.
Yes.
And you didn't even know that. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good on you. There you go. We'll go back to Ali real quickly. Ali?
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's true.
Yeah, well, tell the whole neighbourhood that it's not a myth. It's true.
I will. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, wow. And now you can add to the story and say, the farmer called John.
That's right. Yeah. I spoke with him.
Yes. Wow.
There you go. Oh, we should throw it out there too. We have wrapped up the investigation.
Yeah.
But if the mother-in-law...
Yeah. Wants to refute the story.
Or the ex-wife.
Yeah. I reckon she'd be alive now, though.
The mother-in-law, probably not. But the ex-wife, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder
if
she lives here.
Our phone line is always open.
Yes. Imagine that. Imagine that. Just like, see those deer? It's my fault.
See that car accident?
That was me.
My fault.
That's why you moved to Cairns, guys.
Yeah. Stab Abby and Matt.